弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers, sisters.
感谢主，我们这段圣经可以啊非常荣耀这段圣经。
Thank the Lord, we can glorify this passage.
啊，因为一般的时候大家都喜欢听笑话，今天我就不讲笑话。
Because usually we like to hear a joke, but today I don't start with the joke.
因为我前段时间听一个很有名的牧师在讲到，他说你讲的笑话，大家最后只记住你的笑话，记不住你的信息。
Because not long ago, a pastor told me the audience only remembered your joke, but not the passage you talk about.
对，但是我很盼望弟兄姐妹能够记住这段很荣耀的圣经。
So today, I really hope brothers and sisters can remember this glorified passage.
这段圣经讲到圣灵对我们的帮助。
It talks about the help we have from the Holy Spirit.
在今天的时代，应当是一个最最重要的事情。
In modern times, this is a very important issue.
罗马书第八章，它是讲到圣赐生命圣灵的律在帮助我们。
In Romans, chapter 8, it talks about the Spirit, gives the Spirit that helps us.
让我们脱离罪的律跟死的律。
So we can be separated from the law that gives sin and death.
所以他在刚开始，他在第八章的开头就讲到，神把圣灵赐给了我们。
So in the beginning of this chapter, it talks about that God gives us the Spirit.
因此我们就是属圣灵的人。
So we can follow the Spirit.
所以也可以简单称为你是属灵的人。
So simply put, you belong to the Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，因为在中国人当中，一讲到属灵人啊，都是讲到那个啊非常多么好的一个人哈。
So in Chinese translation, when we talk about a spirit follower, we talk about those in with good deeds.
但是圣经讲啊，我们属灵的人就是属于圣灵的人，就是属灵人。
But according to the Bible, whoever follows the Spirit is a spirit follower.
但是我们不但是属于圣灵，我们要去怎么样顺着圣灵去思想。
But not just we belong to the Spirit, we also follow the Spirit to think.
我们生的灵会引导我们，我们要体贴圣灵。
So the Spirit will guide us, and we should understand.
就是那个体贴那个词，就是想圣灵所想的事情。
Here the word understand means we think what the Spirit thinks.
这样我们就神就可以帮助我们必死的身体又重新活过来。
So God can give life to our mortal bodies.
我们就可以怎么样将自己献给神。
So we can sacrifice ourselves to God.
就像保罗所讲的，我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
So like Paul told us, if we suffer together with him, we will be glorified together with him.
不过呢，我们今天呢，仍然在这个肉体的软弱当中。
However, today we still live in weak bodies.
因为肉体还活着。
Because our flesh is still living.
我们又在等候盼望那个将来的荣耀。
So we wait for the glory that will come in the future.
所以我们要去思想。
So we need to think.
我们要去做比较
we need to compare.
自斩自清的苦楚与将来所宣于我们的荣耀
compare between the temporary suffering with the forever glory.
我们在这个比较当中，我们忍耐等候那个将来的荣耀。
So through the comparison, we wait patiently for the eternal glory.
那我非常感谢邓弟兄把下面的保罗的颂歌已经讲完了。
I thank Brother Deng, who has finished the Paul's praise.
那是我们得胜有余的一个颂歌。
That is a passage that manifests our victory.
那中间所缺少的就是今天要讲的圣灵对我们的帮助。
So what's missing there is the today's information about the help from the Spirit.
今天是圣灵帮助我们的时候。
So today is the moment that the Spirit helps us.
一谈到圣灵对我们的帮助，总是有很多 有人有奇怪的想法。
Talking about spirit's help, people may have strange thoughts.
啊，有人听见讲话。
Some people say they hear voices.
有人就问了，圣灵给你帮助你，是不是像这种谈恋爱似的？
Others ask, so is the help of the spirits similar to what you feel during a love affair?
啊，是不是像触电的感觉？
They just like you touch electricity.
因为人希望得到一个东西，总是有点感觉才行。
So sometimes we all hope for something with a physical shape.
啊，大家不要糊涂。
Don't get confused.
我给你真的讲个笑话。
Now let me tell you a real joke.
我在大学的时候啊。我们隔壁宿舍的有这么两个人，他是搞佛教的。
When I was in college, we have two people living next door. They were in the Buddhism.
Yeah. 他们有一天就是我就看到他们搞什么，每个人对着日光灯看到之后你看见什么了
？So one day I saw them stare at the light ball.
我想正常人看了也眼花了。
I think even normal people will get dizzed when looking at the light bulb.
弟兄姐妹，圣灵的帮助是不是像这样一个感觉呢
？So is the spirit's help just has this kind of feelings?
弟兄姐妹，判断圣灵的工作，你恐怕不能从外观或形状去决定。
So brothers, sisters, we are not to tell the spirit's work by the shape or the outside.
就像在圣经当讲到那个撒旦的引诱，你不能从这个外观或声音去判断一样。
In the same way, we should not discern Satan's temptation based on the outside shape.
我们怎么知道圣灵对我们的帮助
？So how can we know the help of the spirit?
我们要从圣灵所做的事工来决定。
We need to discern this based on the Spirit's work.
圣灵是怎么对我们做工的，或者圣灵在我们身上做什么，我们知道圣灵是帮助我们的。
So we know Spirit is helping us based on what the Spirit does to us.
有很多时候，我们怎么知道我们是有圣灵的人呢
？So sometimes, how do we know we have Spirit?
啊，有时候我们常常就觉得，哎呀，好像圣灵没帮助我呀。
Sometimes we feel, well, we don't see the Spirit's help to us.
那圣经就清楚地告诉我们，如果没有神的灵，没有人以耶稣基督为主的。
But the Bible tells us clearly, without the Spirit, nobody would claim Jesus as their Lord.
神的灵引导我们进到神的话里边。
So it is God's Spirit who guides us into God's Word.
我们能明白圣经，能称耶稣基督为主，都是圣灵在帮助我们。
So through Spirit's help, we can understand the Bible.
所以弟兄姐妹，不要从那种感觉或者从这个这种声音当角度来决定圣灵的帮助。
So brothers and sisters, don't discern the Spirit's help simply based on a feeling or the voice.
那我们怎么知道神的帮助呢
？So how should we know the Spirit's help?
保罗在这段圣经当中，他就讲到了圣灵对我们的帮助。
So in this passage, Paul told us of the Spirit's help.
他是讲到在这段圣经里哈，在前面一丁点当中啊，讲到圣，在这一章怎么样？讲到有圣灵用说不出叹息在替我们祷告。
So in this chapter, Paul told us that the Spirit intercedes for us with the unspeakable groans.
啊，对，这里有讲到怎么样？有在这里有这一章当中有三个叹息。
So in this passage, the groans were mentioned three times.
二十二节他讲到塑造之物怎么样一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
In verse 22, it talks about the whole creation has been groaning, right up to the present time.
对，所有的塑造之物怎么样都在这里叹息。
So the whole creation has been groaning.
啊。那二十三节讲到，我们这有圣灵初级果子的，也是心里自己心里叹息。
So in verse 23, So he talks about even we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly.
我们有圣灵了，但是我们仍然在受这个肉体的辖制。
Even if we have the Spirit inside, but we are still subject to the flesh.
所以我们也怎么样，也在叹息之中。
So we also groan inside.
但是感谢主，在这里有第三个叹息，就是圣灵用说不出叹息在替我们祷告。
But thank the Lord, here the third time he talks about the Spirit who intercedes for us with wordless groans.
有人解释这个圣灵的叹息是不是淋雨或者怎么样？那没有人知道。
So somebody tries to interpret the Spirit's groans.
Yeah. 但这里很清楚，他说啊，圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
But here, it goes that the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will.
所以这说不出他替我们祷告，或者应当翻译成怎么样？用我们今天的话讲，他是个代求。
So in our today's language, here it talks about the intercessory prayer.
啊，当我们代求的话，我们就很清楚，我们替别人祷告。
When we have intercessory prayer, we actually pray on behalf of somebody else.
那圣灵在为我们祷告。
So here the Spirit prays on behalf of us.
圣灵为什么要为我们祷告呢？
So why does the Spirit pray for us?
他到底是在我们帮助我们什么？
So what does the Spirit, or how does the Spirit help us?
二十六讲了，我们的软弱有圣灵帮助。
In verse 26, it says, the Spirit helps us in our weakness.
弟兄姐妹需要在这个软弱这词上稍微留心一下。
So brothers, sisters, let's pay some attention to this word, weakness.
如果问弟兄姐妹，你今天软弱不软弱啊？
Let me ask you, are you weak today?
啊，我想很多人都说，哎呀，我最近好软弱。
I think many of you will say, well, recently I have been weak.
但弟兄姐妹，有些软弱是没有办法的。
But brothers, sisters, some kind of weakness, is
helpless.
You have no way to deal with.
Yeah, 这里的软弱是讲到我们不够明白，我们有缺乏。
Here it talks about we don't have a full understanding, and we still lack a full understanding.
保罗用的软弱是往往我们在知识或者生命当中有缺乏。
So the word weakness Paul used talks about the lacking of knowledge and or understanding.
这里讲到的软弱是我们对于神的旨意不够清楚。
So here, the weakness refers to the situation we don't fully understand God's will.
圣灵会照着神的计划在为我们祷告。
So the Spirit will intercede for us in accordance with God's will.
那其他在保罗在哥林多前书第八章当中也用到这个软弱。
So the word weakness has also been used by Paul in the 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
那里讲的软弱就是有的人在神的知识上不够全备，所以他们是软弱的。
The weakness refers to an incomplete understanding or knowledge.
所以就是这方面讲，我们每个人都是软弱的。
So in this sense, each one of us is weak.
但不要害怕，我们的软弱有圣灵可以帮助。
But don't be afraid, because the Spirit will help us with our weakness.
因为圣灵晓得神的旨意。
Because the Spirit knows God's will.
圣灵又在我们心中为我们祷告。
And in the meantime, the Spirit is also inside us and interceding for us.
让我们在心中更加的明白神的计划、神的旨意。
So we can have a better understanding of God's purpose and plan.
我不知道弟兄姐妹有没有在这方面花时间去祷告。
I don't know if brothers and sisters you have spent the time praying.
如果我们的祷告常常只是盯在我们怎么吃什么、喝什么或者我们要什么上，我们的祷告还是有缺乏的。
So if our prayers focus squarely on what we eat and drink and need, then our prayers are not complete.
我在上 perspective 的时候啊，有一个讲员讲了一个例子。
Here is an example of when I took the course on perspectives.
他是讲到这个怎么样做宣教士。
It talks about how to be a missionary.
一般来说做宣教士，你不但要经受文化和生活上的冲击。
Usually as a missionary, you don't have, you not only have to experience a clash in terms of culture.
尤其你要学别的语言。
But you also need to learn a different language.
所以一般的做宣教士，你趁着越年轻越好。
So normally, the younger you become a missionary, the better.
一般呢，年龄太大了就比较困难了。
It becomes difficult when an old person to become a missionary.
但他在那个讲员在讲到有一个宣教士不一样。
But that speaker mentioned a missionary who is different.
他六十岁才开始做宣教士。
He became a missionary when he was 60 years old.
他一般的宣教士你很难做成很成功，都往往是一个整个一个 team 才能做成一些事情。
Usually it takes a whole team for ministry work, and it is rarely succeed with a lone minister.
但他这个人六十岁去到宣教士，而且做得非常非常的非常非常的成功。
But this person is different. He was very successful, even if he started at the age of 60.
我想到六十岁的人，我们可以思想我们在做什么。
I think when we are 60 years old, we can think what we have achieved.
因为我现在五十岁，我们大学的群里整天就是养生保健。
Now I'm at 50, but my classmates and friends are all talk about how to get a healthy life.
但是六十岁，我们怎么还能够继续这样的征战呢？
But how can we still fight when we are 60 years old?
不管到多大，你依靠神，神的灵引导你，你会进到一个新的阶段。
Actually, no matter how old you are, as long as you rely on God, God will take you to a higher level.
因为圣灵是我们的帮助。
Because the Spirit is our help.
如果弟兄姐妹读圣经，你晓得圣经把它称为另外一个安慰者。
So when we read the Bible, we understand the Bible refers the Holy Spirit as another counselor.
他是我们的安慰者。
So he is our counselor.
当然，所谓另外一个，耶稣本身也是一个。
And the other one refers to Jesus Christ.
在整个神的心意当中，当耶稣基督到地上来的时候，他起初就讲他的名要称为以马内利。
So according to God's will, when Jesus Christ first came to the earth, he claimed his name would be called Emmanuel.
当他临走的时候，他的大使命就讲啊，我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Whereas when Jesus was about to leave us, he said he will be the great command tells he will be with us forever.
弟兄姐妹，一个大好的消息就是神与我们同在。
The brothers, sisters, the great news is that God is with us.
那今天耶稣基督远住在高天之上。
So today Jesus Christ sits in the high heaven.
谁跟我们同在呢？
So who is with us?
圣灵与我们同在。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵是今天是不但是我们的安慰者，更是我们的帮助者。
So today, the Spirit is not just our comforter, but our helper.
圣灵在帮助我们什么？
What does he help us?
圣灵帮助我们是有方向的。
He has his ways.
他是照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
First, he intercedes for saints in accordance with God's will.
当然，我们每天有任何的难处，我们可以向他去祈求。
Of course, we can pray for God for our daily burdens.
有的人找工作，有的人找对象，有的人身体有病，任何事情你可以到他面前去祈求。
Somebody is seeking a job, or seeking a spouse, or have a health issues. All these things you can pray in front of God.
但神圣灵一个更重要的帮助，就是让我们能够明白神的旨意或者神的计划。
But a more important help of the Spirit is that we can better understand God's will and purpose.
弟兄姐妹，有句很美好的话，能够应当记在我们心里。
So, brothers and sisters, there is a wonderful a sentence we need to memorize.
不要忧愁。
Don't worry.
我们是按他旨意被召的人。
So we are called in accordance of God's will.
你得救的人要晓得，我们是照着神的旨意来拯救的。
So for us, the saved people understand that we are saved according to God's will.
神在我们身上有一个完美的计划。
So God has a perfect plan on each of us.
我看大家心里还是看各个的脸上还是没有笑容，是吧？
I see from your response, I don't see much smile.
我怎么给你讲个笑话，让你们喜乐一点呢
？Okay, now to just I just tell
因为我跟你们讲钱，因为你钱都比我多啊，我讲不过你们。
If I talk about money, you are richer than me, so I can't convince you about money.
我有一次在国内，我就讲到最后只能讲，假如你口袋里有100斤金子装在你口袋里，你现在怎么样？还穷不穷了？
One time at in China, I talked to somebody said, if you have 100 gold coins, then are you still poor?
各位，你们还穷不穷了？
Are you still poor with gold?
对吧？好像还是不够开心哈。
Look like you are still not happy.
对吧？100亿怎么样
？How about $10 billion?
永生呢
？How about eternal life?
神与我同在呢
？How about God's presence with me?
要吗
？Do you want it?
要不要
？Want it?
有没有
？Do you have it?
有没有
？Have it?
有了
，Yes，
弟兄姐妹有了
，You already have it。
你不要忧愁啊
，Don't worry，
不要担心今天出去吃什么喝什么
，Don't worry about。
我们是一群被神所召的人
，So we are a people called by God。
永生是我们的
，Eternal life is ours。
天国是我们的
，Heaven is ours。
不是，这个不是要，这是真真实实我们祷告之后心里就非常有把握的事情。
So this is real. This is something we should know. We have it for certain.
如果我们听了这些都当作没有听的话，说明我们在祷告上需要花功夫。
So if after hear this, you still don't believe, that means you need to pay more attention to prayers.
圣经当中你讲到主耶稣祷告，他经常怎么样？祷告祷告他就喜乐起来了。
So if you look at the Bible, when Jesus prays, you know, after he prays, he become cheered up.
他就看到，他看到那个七十个人回来的时候啊，七十个人被他差派出去，回来以后非常高兴。他说，连鬼也服了我们了。
And he saw Jesus sent out 70 to spread the news. And after these people came back, he saw they were very happy, and even demons followed them.
就是讲啊，不要为这些开心。
And Jesus told them, "Don't feel happy because of this."
要为你们的名记在天上而欢喜快乐。
And instead, you should be happy, because your name has been recorded in heaven.
我们祷告，神的灵与我们同在，我们就必晓得我们真的有神的帮助。
So when we pray, God, the Spirit is with us.So we will know for sure God's presence.
我们也必晓得我们跟神同在。
We will know for sure we are with God.
我们也必定晓得圣灵对我们的帮助。
And we will know the help of the Spirit.
我记得有一次我那时候我还没有。放掉我的工作。
I remember, before I quit my job.
我自己去探访一个长辈。
I visited a senior.
那时候觉得心高气傲，我知道福音了，我来跟你讲讲啊。
At that time, I felt proud because I felt I knew more about the Bible.
所以在那位长者面前讲话很不恭敬。
So I was not humble when I talk before that senior person.
回来以后呢，我太太跟我一讲之后呢，我觉得心里非常的扎心难过。
After I came back, I felt very sorry.
啊，因为看到自己的骄傲，但是怎么办呢？
Then how do I do with my pride?
那个责备的心一直跟我同在。
Then I just blame myself.
啊，无论用什么办法都去不掉。
No matter what I do, I still feel like blaming myself.
直到双腿跪在地上的时候。
Until I was able to kneel down.
承认自己的软弱的时候。
And confess my weakness.
平安跟我同在。
And then I have peace with me.
弟兄姐妹，我们能不能在祷告的生活当中多花一点时间？
So brothers, sisters, can you spend more time praying?
一个人接受耶稣基督做我们的个人救主，是承认我们不能靠自己拯救。
So receiving Jesus Christ as our personal savior, is a claim that we cannot save ourselves.
是向神完全的投降。
It's a complete surrender to God.
一个人愿意祷告，也是承认我们自己不够认识神。
So when we are willing to pray, we admit that we don't know God enough.
我们愿意向神投降。
So we are willing to surrender to God.
我们应当常常来到主的面前，来到祷告的生活当中。
We need to come to the Lord oftentimes and pray.
得到圣灵的帮助。
And to receive the Spirit's help.
怎么样得到圣灵的帮助呢？
How can we get the Spirit's help?
因为圣灵的帮助是照着神的计划去为我们祈求。
The Spirit's help is in accordance with God's plan.
他让我们需要怎么样？我们需要定睛在耶稣基督身上。
And we need to fix our eyes on Jesus Christ.
他这里讲怎么样？预先定下他怎么样？使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
He talked about he predestined his son to become the firstborn among many brothers and sisters.
这句话挺有意思。他本来就是长子，怎么叫使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子呢？
So this sentence is interesting. So Jesus Christ himself was the firstborn, and then why here we talk about God made him the firstborn?
当然，我们这也是保罗所讲的，应当是用保罗的话来最能形容，就是向着标杆直跑。
So here, according to what Paul told us, we need to just run toward the purpose.
就是每一个基督徒都要成为主耶稣的样式。
So every Christian ought to become the likeness of Jesus.
我们要像主耶稣那样的生活。
We need to live like Jesus.
我们要像主耶稣那样定睛在神的事上。
We need to focus on God's affairs like Jesus.
我们要像主耶稣这样生在与周围的人联系。
We need to be connected with people around like Lord Jesus.
在今天的基督教里边，都非常强调耶稣基督为我们的救赎。
So in today's Christian church, we emphasize a lot on the redemption of Jesus Christ for us.
这是对的。
This is right.
但我们也要明白，基督不仅仅是上十字架，他更是在地上行走在了生活了很多很长时间。
But at the same time, we need to understand that Jesus not just went on the cross, he also lived in the world for quite a long time.
约翰福音当中有句话，他说从来没有人像耶稣这样说话有权柄的。
So in John, in Gospel of John, it says that nobody talks as authoritative as Jesus Christ.
但其实也应当再加一句话，从来没有人像耶稣这样生活的。
In fact, we can add one sentence, saying that nobody has ever lived as Jesus.
他看见穷人，看见许多人就怜悯他们。
When he saw the poor, he showed mercy to them.
他看见有权势的，他就责备他们。
When he saw those in authority, he scolded them.
看见的寡妇在棺材里边，就按手为她祷告，使她起来。
When he saw a widow just lying in the coffin, he laid his hand on the body, and so she just came back to life.
也没有人像她这样定睛在天父身上。
And no one else focused on the heavenly Father like Jesus.
他说：“我父做事，直到如今，我也做事。”
Jesus said, "My Father has worked just until this present time, and so do I."
也没有人像耶稣这样与圣灵同工的。
No one else works together with the Spirit as Jesus.
耶稣受试探，是因为圣灵将耶稣吹到旷野。
When Jesus was tempted, it was the Spirit just guided Jesus to the wilderness.
他本是神，他知道天上一切的事情。
Jesus was God. He knows everything in heaven.
但是无病二语之后，他就退到山上去祷告。
But even so, after the five loaves and two fish, Jesus retreated to the mountain and prayed there.
路加福音第五章讲到，耶稣退到旷野去祷告。
So in Luke chapter 5, I talk about the Jesus retreating to the wilderness to pray.
圣经就讲他得到圣灵的能力，行走在这个地上。
So the Bible says he walks in this world with the strength from the Spirit.
克西马尼园更是圣灵站在他边上帮助他。
So the Spirit who is directly stood by Jesus to help him.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督是我们一个生命生活的榜样。
So brothers, sisters, Jesus is an example for our daily lives.
神也期盼我们都要长成基督的身量。
And it is God's hope that we can grow into likeness of Jesus.
圣灵也在这方面帮助我们，替我们祷告。
And the Spirit also help us in this way and interceding for us.
他在我们心中为我们用说不出叹息在我们祷告。
The Spirit intercedes for us in our hearts with the wordless groans.
所以我们不要消灭圣灵的感动。
So we should not quench the Spirit inside us.
因为我们不管遇见什么事情，其实神的灵都会在帮助我们。
Because no matter what we encountered, the God's Spirit will help us.
万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So all things work together to do good to those who are called by God.
所有事情发生，神允许发生，都是在帮助我们。
So any difficulties happened, God allowed them to happen to help us.
帮助我们什么？
To help us with what?
帮助我们长成耶稣基督的身量。
So to help us grow into the likeness of Jesus.
让我们在他的荣耀里一同有份。
So we can share this eternal glory with him.
所以圣经在讲说，预先定下的就召他们来，召他们来又称他们为义，称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
So here it says for those he predestined he also called, those he called he also justified, and those he justified he also glorified.
让我们不要得人的荣耀，要得那一天神来的荣耀。
So let us not seek the glory from people, from human.But focus on the glory from the heaven.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你，你不但把你的独生爱子挂在十字架上，赦免我们一切的亏欠，一切的罪孽。主，你又借着他的生命赐给我们一条一个榜样，让我们晓得今天我们不但已经在基督里死了，我们更是 靠着他的生命，我们可以长大成人。我们更求你的圣灵不停地引导我们，让我们的眼睛被打开，让我们的耳朵被开通，让我们得见你的真光，让我们在地上行走的时候，不管遇见什么，我们都靠着你可以刚强壮胆。谢谢主，愿你住在教会当中，住在我们众肢体当中，引领我们每一天更加的认识你，更加的爱你。主，谢谢你，我们深信你的恩典够我们用。愿主你祝福，愿主你带领教会一同奔跑前面的路。谢谢主，祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen。